Janadapi Sunichena, Tarariva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Ivakevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. So we're studying the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Currently, we're studying the 11th chapter entitled The Universal Form. We left off on text number 35. When you are ready to follow along, please let me know. Text 35. Everybody's good? Chapter 11. All right, please repeat. Sanjaya uvacha. Etat shrutva vachanam keshavasya. Kritanjalir vepamana kariti. Namaskritva bhuya evaha krishnam. Sagadgadang bita bita pranamya. Word for word synonyms, please repeat. Sanjaya uvacha. Sanjaya said, etat, thus, shrutva, hearing, vachanam, the speech, keshavasya, of Krishna, krita anjali, with folded hands, vepamana, trembling, kiriti, Arjuna, namaskritva, offering obeisances, bhuya, again, eva, also, aha, said, krishnam, unto Krishna, sa gadgadam, with a faltering voice, bhita, bhita, fearful, pranamya, offering obeisances. Please repeat. Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, O King, after hearing these words from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the trembling Arjuna offered obeisances with folded hands again and again. He fearfully spoke to Lord Krishna in a faltering voice as follows. So the words that Arjuna heard, those were the statements after Arjuna had asked the universal form, who are you and what is your mission? Does anybody remember what the universal form said that he was? What is the universal form? Do you remember what Krishna said? He is time. And what is his mission? Yes, to destroy. Right. Very good. Not just the demons. He destroys everything. Everything. Well, no, that's true. But the time element destroys everything in this material world, except the soul, which cannot be destroyed. But in the material realm, in the material sphere, the time element destroys everything. Okay, let's look at Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. As we have already explained, because of the situation created by the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna became bewildered in wonder. Thus he began to offer his respectful obeisances to Krishna again and again. And with faltering voice, he began to pray, not as a friend, but as a devotee in wonder. And who can remember where in Bhagavad Gita the relationship between Krishna and Arjuna changes? What is the turning point of Bhagavad Gita? Who knows? Very good, Rama. Excellent. Is that what you said, Jai Krishna Das? Yes, you are the Supreme. Very good. That would be another possible answer. But the first one is the one that Rama said. When they stopped acting as friends, and Arjuna says, now you act as my guru, by the use of the word shishyas teham. I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. Which brings to mind, what is the real relationship between spiritual master and disciple? That relationship means that one is approaching submissively, humility, and one is coming to render service, as we learn in chapter 4. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatva darshanaha. That one, first of all, has to render service. Then when the spiritual master is pleased with service, then the disciple is qualified to ask questions. The disciple does not approach the spiritual master challenging, but comes submissive to actually learn something. Let us go now to text number 36. Please repeat. Arjuna uvacha. Stane Rishikesha Tava Prakritya Jagat Prishasyat Yanurajyate Cha Rakshansi Bitani Disho Dravanti Sarve Namasyanti Cha Siddha Sangha. Word for word meanings. Arjuna uvacha. Arjuna said, stane, rightly, rishika isha, O master of all senses. So this is nice how the word has been broken out. Rishika isha, the master or controller. And he's referring to Krishna, because that's his name. Rishika Isha becomes Rishikesha. Next word, Tava, your, Prakirtya, by the glories, Jagat, the entire world, Prakrishyati, is rejoicing, Anurajyate, is becoming attached, Cha, and, Rakshansi, the demons, Bitani, out of fear, Disha, in all directions. And does Raman know how many directions there are? 10 directions. North, south, east, west, northwest, southwest, northeast, southeast, up and down. I never knew that up and down until I read Prabhupada's books. Because in Western civilization, they only have 8. They don't have up and down. That you learn when you come to Vedas. The next word, Dravanti, are fleeing. Sarve, all. Namasyanti, are offering respects. Are offering respects. Cha, also, Siddha Sangha, the perfect human beings. Please repeat. Arjuna said, O master of the senses, the world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons are afraid, and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done. So elsewhere in Prabhupada's books, first canto, Prabhupada mentions that demons cannot even stand to hear the name of God. It's repugnant to them. And we have had experience when we go out on the street for chanting, you see some people go like this. They don't want to hear. Not everybody, some people. Those who have done Harinam, the experience, many people, they enjoy it. Even though they're not devotees, they come, they like the dancing, and they sometimes join in. But then you get the ones that are the hardcore pure demons. They're the ones that close their ears, or they're the ones that attack sometimes devotees, like that. Yes, Prabhu, you wanted to say something? All right. So we learned from Bhagavad Gita that there are two classes of people, demons and devotees. Here, you are all devotees. And now I will ask a question. How many of you accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting? Then you are pure devotees. Therefore, I want your association. Thank you very much for having a house full of pure devotees. All right, let's look at Prabhupada's purport to this verse. Arjuna, after hearing from Krishna about the outcome of the battle of Kurukshetra, became enlightened. Yes, because what did the universal form show Arjuna? Who remembers? What did the universal form show Arjuna? Yes, they are all done. He saw all of them being smashed within the teeth. And what else did the universal form say? You mentioned it before. What did the universal form say? Exactly. Everybody but the Pandavas is dead. So, that's what it's referring to. Arjuna became enlightened, and as a great devotee and friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said that everything done by Krishna is quite fit. Arjuna confirmed that Krishna is the maintainer and the object of worship for the devotees and the destroyer of the undesirables. Just like there is a particular name for Lord Nrisinga. Sri Devi, you know that name because when we had a discussion on Facebook, you were the one who pointed it out. What is that name of Lord Nrisinga that he destroys the obstacles? Say that again. Bhakti Vigna Vinash. So devotees, they pray to Lord Nrisinga just like other people. Who do they pray for the removal of obstacles? Ganeshji. But pure devotees of Krishna, they pray to Nrisingadev to remove all the obstacles. And Krishna Kumar, we have a first-time guest. His name is Kairan. He is a devotee who associates with the Garmalkar family, and he associates with the Laguna Beach ISKCON devotees. Isn't this your first time, or have you come? This is your first time. We thank you very much. We hope to see more of you. We are in chapter 11, purport to verse number 36. You came by yourself? Oh, you came with the Bengali pure devotee family. Very good. Okay. Arjuna confirmed that Krishna is the maintainer and the object of worship for the devotees and the destroyer of undesirables. His actions are equally good for all. Arjuna understood herein that when the battle of Kurukshetra was being concluded, in outer space, there were present many demigods, siddhas, and the intelligentsia of the higher planets, and they were observing the fight because Krishna was present there. When Arjuna saw the universal form of the Lord, the demigods took pleasure in it, but others, who were demons and atheists, could not stand it when the Lord was praised. Out of their natural fear of the devastating form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they fled. Krishna's treatment of the devotees and the atheists is praised by Arjuna. In all cases, a devotee glorifies the Lord because he knows that whatever he does, meaning God, Krishna, is good for all. That reminds me of the final Shikshastakam prayer of Lord Chaitanya. Ashlishiva pararatang pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuba yata tata ba vididhatu lampato mat prana natas tu saeva napraha. My Lord, you can embrace me, make me feel oneness with you, or you can corrode my mind and body and reject me and make me brokenhearted. Still, you are my supreme worshipable object unconditionally. That is the standard set by Srimati Radharani and her followers, those who follow in her footsteps. They have this unconditional surrender to Krishna. Doesn't matter. And then we have the prayer by Lord Brahma when he was offering prayers to Krishna after Lord Brahma was bewildered. Why was Lord Brahma bewildered? Who knows? Yes. That's another one, but let's stay with this one. That's a different story. That's all right. So, how did he become bewildered? He took all the cowherd boys and calves. Ah, yes. When he came back to the scene of the crime, he saw all the cowherd boys and calves were still there. Yes, exactly. That's how he became bewildered. Now, Krishna Kumar, you gave another one. That's a good one. Where he went to see Krishna where? Where was Krishna? Where? Dwaraka. And he saw, what did he see when he entered the room? He saw all the other Brahmas. 1,000 heads, 100 heads, 1,000,000 heads, 10,000. And he felt like this, a little mosquito amongst all the other big Brahmas. So, yes. Very good. Yes. Though we're talking about the demons and non-devotees who are superior to human beings. In the fifth, I knew you, somebody was going to ask this question. I knew somebody. In the fifth canto, it is said that the demons and the rakshasas are actually superior to human beings. So it appears that in the regions higher than the earth or beyond the earth, it appears some of them were able to see the universal form. Okay? All right. Let's do text number 37. Kasmach chatena namare in mahatman gariyase brahmanopi yadikar chatre ananta devesha jagan nivasa tvamaksharam sad asat tat parangyat. Please repeat. Kasmat, why, cha, also, te, unto you, na, not, nameran, they should offer proper obeisances. Mahatman, O great one, gariyase, who are better, brahmana, than brahma, api, although, adikartre, to the Supreme Creator, ananda, O unlimited, deva isha, O God of the gods. Yes, I love that one. I like to say that. O God of the gods, Jagat Nivasa, O refuge of the universe, Twam, you are Aksharam, imperishable, Sat Asat, to the cause and effect, Tatparam, transcendental, Yat, because. Please repeat. O Great One, greater even than Brahma, you are the original creator. Why then should they not offer their respectful obeisances unto you? O Limitless One, God of gods. Notice, one is capitalized, one is small case. Refuge of the universe. You are the invincible source, the cause of all causes, transcendental to this material manifestation. Purport. By this offering of obeisances, Arjuna indicates that Krishna is worshipable by everyone. He is all-pervading, and he is the soul of every soul. Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Mahatma, which means that he is most magnanimous and unlimited. Ananta indicates that there is nothing which is not covered by the influence and energy of the Supreme Lord. I have a question. What do you say, or what do we call the state of consciousness where someone thinks that not everything is covered by the influence and energy of the Supreme Lord? Maya, who said that? Yes, that is Maya. To think that there is something non-Krishna. But one of the Chatushlokis of Bhagavatam expresses that everything you see is either Krishna or Krishna's energy. There is no such thing as something being separate or independent from Krishna. Very good. Okay, let's see. He is the shelter of the... Oh, no, I skipped that. And Devesha means that he is the controller of all demigods and is above them all. He is the shelter of the whole universe. Arjuna also thought that it was fitting that all the perfect living entities and powerful demigods offer their respectful obeisances unto him, because no one is greater than him. Arjuna especially mentions that Krishna is greater than Brahma, because Brahma is created by him, Sri Devi. Who is the exact creator of Lord Brahma? Garbhodhakashayi Vishnu. Very good. Brahma is born out of the lotus stem, grown... It's right there. Oh, you had it there. Good. But I knew you knew anyway. Lotus stem from the navel abdomen of Garbhodhakashayi Vishnu, who is Krishna's plenary expansion. Who can tell me that definition of the word plenary? Full. Very good. Thank you. Therefore, Brahma and Lord Shiva, who is born of Brahma, and all other demigods must offer their respectful obeisances. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that the Lord is respected by Lord Shiva and Brahma and similar other demigods. The word Aksharam is very significant, because this material creation is subject to destruction, but the Lord is above this material creation. And what do we call someone who thinks that the Lord is subject to destruction? Mudha, good. Any other word? Okay. Pashandi. Atheist. Lord Chaitanya says that is the greatest blasphemy, to think that when God comes to this material world, that he becomes under the influence of the material energy. That is a fundamental principle that one has to accept. Otherwise, their understanding of God is faulty. God has to be, by definition, untouched by the material energy. He is the cause of all causes, and being so, he is superior to all the conditioned souls within this material nature, as well as the material cosmic manifestation itself. He is therefore the all-great supreme. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Text number 38. Tvamadi Deva Purusha Puranas. Tvamasya Vishvasya Parang Nidhanam. Vetasi Vedyam Chaparang Chadama. Tvayatatang Vishvam Anantarupa. Synonyms, please repeat. Twam, you, Adi Deva, the original Supreme God. I love the way these words are being translated. I love them. Purusha, personality. Purana, old. So, let's see who can answer this question. What conundrum or seemingly contradiction applies to Krishna with this word Purana, old? What is funny? Yes. You would think somebody old, right? I'm 62. Tomorrow I'll be 62. So I'm getting old. I can see it in my voice is getting old. My eyes, right? And those are, Jai Krishna Das, you're realizing now. You're getting old. But like Radha Krishna Das said, Krishna is Navayovana. He's the oldest, yet he looks just like Hiran. Hiran, how old are you? Yes, 16. Are you going to play Krishna in a play? I think you'd make a good Krishna. Yes, you'd make a good Krishna. So that's the conundrum. It's not material. Okay, next word. Twam, you, asya, of this, vishvasya, universe, param, transcendental. So if somebody was to ask you, how do you explain transcendental, what do you say? Very good. Beyond the modes of material nature. Very good. Excellent. Nidhanam. Refuge. Veta. The knower. Asi. You are. Vedyam. The knowable. Cha. And. Param. Transcendental. Cha. And. Dhamma. Refuge. Vaya, by you, tatam, pervaded, vishvam, the universe, anantarupa, O unlimited form. We heard in the previous section, when Arjuna was describing what he saw, the universal form had thousands of mouths, thousands of arms, thousands of bellies. He was seeing it all over. All right, please repeat now the translation. You are the original personality of Godhead. The oldest. The ultimate sanctuary of this manifested cosmic world. You are the knower of everything. And you are all that is knowable. You are the supreme refuge above the material modes. Limitless form. This whole cosmic manifestation is pervaded by you. So, we already discussed he's the oldest, but he's also Navayovanam in eternal youth. The ultimate sanctuary? Yes. And that's why the devotee takes shelter of Krishna, because he is the ultimate sanctuary. Sanctuary means a place you go to be safe. Alright? So, the devotee finds complete shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Okay? The knower of everything. That is explained in the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. That Krishna knows everything directly and indirectly. Both there, directly and indirectly. And all that is knowable. Again, why is that? Because everything is simply either Krishna himself or Krishna's energy. So, anything you're studying or examining or you want to know, where is it coming from? Ultimately, it's coming from Krishna. Supreme refuge, same as sanctuary. Above the material mode, same thing that Jai Krishnadas said when I asked the question. Above the material modes, limitless form, and all-pervading. I think of two names of Krishna, which means all-pervading. Vishnu and Vasudeva. I have those two names. If anybody has another name of Krishna being all-pervading, please share with us when you can. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Everything is resting on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is that verse in chapter 7? It says the same thing. What is that verse? One of the most famous verses. Yes, Rama. What is that? Mayi sarvam idam protam. Sutre managina eva. What does that mean? What does it mean? As pearls are strung on a thread. We have our neck beads, right? There's usually some nylon string, right? So, what happens if you cut that nylon string? All the little tulsi beads come spilling on the floor. So, Krishna is the thing that's keeping everything together. Okay, very good. Nidhanam means that everything, even the Brahman effulgence, rests on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That's coming up at the end of chapter 14. Brahmano hi pratishta aham. And you heard me say one of my favorite jokes. Don't be spiritually dyslexic. If you're spiritually dyslexic, what do you say? Yes. That Krishna is coming from Brahman. According to what Prabhupada just says here, and at the end of chapter 14, Brahman is coming from Krishna, not vice versa. How do I explain? What comes, the sunshine and the sun. Yes. The sunshine cannot produce the sun. That reminds me, what's tomorrow? Solar eclipse. Don't look at the sun. Yes. And even the scientists say don't look at the sun. Those in the Vedic culture, they know that. But even the scientists are saying don't look at the sun. It can damage your eyes. I think it's happening like 5 p.m. Something like that. From 4:30 to 7 anyway. Don't look. And make sure that when it's happening, you're chanting. Chanting or hearing. And I think on solar eclipses you give charity, is that true? Right? Yeah. Okay. Chant Hare Krishna. If you can, like, I don't know exactly, but I know Prabhupada would never travel on, I think, Thursday. Something like that. No. Thursday, right? Yes. So, do you have to go somewhere? No. I would say avoid it. For instance, if I book a flight, I check to see, I don't fly on Ekadasi day. I don't think it would be a good idea. I'm not going to take the chance. You don't agree? Yes, that's different than flying.
I know, but, why
we don't travel? I'm just saying what I do. I'm just saying me. I'll tell you why. It's been my experience. On Ekadasi day, computers expect all kinds of nonsense. It's been my experience. Ekadasi day, dealing with machines and the material energy. It's been my experience. Yes, Kadasi day, chant, read, pray, or else do Namahat. I love doing Kadasi Namahat programs. That's just me. You can take it or leave it. I can't say it's a Prabhupada said. All right. Always be done. Chanting kino Harinama eva kevalam. Speak in mic, please. Speak in mic. Because you're very soft. You're not like me where you have a built-in microphone. Please. Please, brother.
I remember one story from time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I read this. That he was supposed to go somewhere. I think it was Madhav Maharaj. And so he was hesitating because it was Ekadasi. And, you know, on Ekadasi, nobody takes grains, and some even fast completely. And so Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was so revolutionary preacher that he said, no, you should go. Because you're going on behalf of Krishna, you can even take grains.
I heard that story too.
But Maharaj didn't take, you know, he just took Anukalpa, which means just some bare non-grain prasadam, and he was still able to do his service.
So yes. If I remember, it's because it was preaching. That for preaching, that trumps everything. Yes, I heard that many years ago. Okay, let's get back on track. Okay, go. Thank you. Yeah, no traveling on Thursday. And so that was afternoon. Yes. Okay. Very good. So we're in the middle of the purport of text 39. 38. Thank you. Very good, Rasik Bhai. Somebody is paying good attention. Thank you. He is the knower of everything that is happening in this world. And if knowledge has any end, he is the end of all knowledge. Therefore, he is the known and the knowable. He is the object of knowledge. Because he is all-pervading. Because he is the cause in the spiritual world, he is transcendental. He is also the chief personality in the transcendental world. I believe the word is Purushottama. We will learn in chapter 15, Krishna says, because I am beyond both the fallible and the infallible, I am known in this world and the Vedas as Purushottama. Can everyone say? Thank you very much. Let's go now to the next verse. Text number 39. Vayur Yamognir Varuna Shashanka Prajapati Stwang Prapita Mahascha Namo Namaste Stu Sahasra Kritva Punascha Bhuyopi Namo Namaste. Word for word, Vayu, air. Yama, the controller. Agni, fire. Varuna, water. Shashanka, the moon. Prajapatihi, Brahma. Twam, you. Prapitamaha, the great grandfather. Cha, also. Nama, my respects. Nama, again my respects. Te, unto you. Us to, let there be. Sahasra kritva, 1,000 times. Punacha, and again. Bhuya, again. Api, also. Nama, offering my respects. Namate, offering my respects unto you. Please repeat. You are air, and you are the supreme controller. You are fire. You are water. And you are the moon. You are Brahma, the first living creature. And you are the great grandfather. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. 1,000 times. And again and yet again. Purport. The Lord is addressed here as air, because the air is the most important representation of all the demigods, being all pervasive. Arjuna also addresses Krishna as the great grandfather, because he is the father of Brahma, the first living creature in the universe. Text number 40. Nama purastad ata prishtataste. Namostu se sarvata eva sarva. Ananta viryamita vikramastvam. Sarvam sapapno shitato si sarva. Namaha. Offering obeisances. Purastat. From the front. Atta. Also. Prishtata, from behind. Te, unto you. Namastu, I offer my respects. Te, unto you. Saravata, from all sides. Eva, indeed. Sarava, because you are everything. Anantavirya, unlimited potency. Amita Vikrama, an unlimited force. Twam, you. Sarvam, everything. Samapnoshi, you cover. Tata, therefore. Asi, you are. Sarva, everything. Obeisances to you from the front. From behind. And from all sides. O unbounded power, you are the master of limitless might. You are all pervading, and thus you are everything. Purport. Out of loving ecstasy for Krishna, his friend, Arjuna is offering his respect from all sides. He is accepting that He is the master of all potencies and all prowess and far superior to all the great warriors assembled on the battlefield. It is said in the Vishnu Purana, Yoyang Tavagato Deva Samikpam Devata Gana Satvam Eva Jagat Srashta Yatak Sarvo Gato Bhavan. Whoever comes before you, even if he be a demigod, is created by you, O Supreme Personality of Godhead. That reminds us of the first of the Chatushlokis, where Krishna says, before there was anything, I was existing. And at the end, I'll still be existing. Krishna's unique situation. He's the absolute truth. Text number 41, 42. These are famous verses. Sake timatva prasabang yaduktang he yaduktang he Krishna he yadava he saketi ajanata mahimanam tavedam maya pramadat pranayena vapi yachavahasartam hasatkritosi viharashayasana bhojaneshu ekotavapyachutat samaksham takshamaye tvam aham aprameyam saka friend iti thus matva thinking prasavam presumptuously yat whatever uktam said hey Krishna O Krishna hey Yadava O Yadava hey Sakhe O my dear friend iti thus ajanata without knowing mahimanam glories tava your idam this maya by me pramadat out of foolishness pranayena out of love va api either yat whatever cha also avahasa artam for joking asatkrita dishonored asi you have been bihara in relaxation shaya in lying down asana in sitting bhojaneshu or while eating together Eka, alone. Atava, or. Api, also. Achyuta, O infallible one. Tama tat samaksham. Among companions. Tat, all those. Shamaye, ask forgiveness. Tvam, from you. Aham, I, aprameyam, immeasurable. Thinking of you as my friend, I have rashly addressed you. O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend, not knowing your glories. Please forgive whatever I may have done in madness. Or in love. I have dishonored you many times. Jesting as we relaxed. Lay on the same bed. Or sat or ate together. Sometimes alone. And sometimes in front of many friends. O infallible one. Please excuse me. For all those offenses. Purport. Although Krishna is manifested before Arjuna in his universal form, Arjuna remembers his friendly relationship with Krishna and is therefore asking pardon and requesting Krishna to excuse him for the many informal gestures which arise out of friendship. He is admitting that formally he did not know that Krishna could assume such a universal form, although Krishna explained it as his intimate friend. Arjuna did not know how many times he may have dishonored Krishna by addressing him, "O my friend, O Krishna, O Yadava," etc., without acknowledging his opulence. But Krishna is so kind and merciful that in spite of such opulence, he played with Arjuna as a friend. Such is the transcendental loving reciprocation between the devotee and the Lord. The relationship between the living entity and Krishna is fixed eternally. It cannot be forgotten, as we see from the behavior of Arjuna. Although Arjuna has seen the opulence in the universal form, he cannot forget his friendly relationship with Krishna. So Prabhupada is here saying, the relationship between the living entity and Krishna is fixed eternally, cannot be forgotten. That's why Lord Chaitanya, if you can help me with the Bengali, that love of Godhead is eternally established in the core of the heart. Do you know the Bengali? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabu Noi Savanadi Shuddha Chitte Karyai Udai. So everywhere, every living entity has love of Krishna dormant within the heart. It's intrinsic. Can I say it's intrinsic with the soul? And that's why Lord Chaitanya teaches Jivara Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. The own form of the living entity, the living entity's Swarup, own form, is eternal servant of Krishna. That is Lord Chaitanya's teaching. When Sanatan Goswami, Kayami, who am I? Why am I suffering? Lord Chaitanya said, actually you're not, because you are a pure devotee. But the devotee thinks like that. But you are Jivara. You are a living entity and you are the eternal Nitya Krishna Das, eternal servant of Krishna. And there's that song. What is that song? Oh, Radha Krishna Bol Bol, Bolo Re Sobai. And there's one verse where he says that when you realize that you're the eternal servant of Krishna, all miseries go away. Do you know the verse I'm thinking of? Very good. Jiv Krishna Das Avisvas Korleto Aratukonai. Right? Very good. Just remember that you're Krishna's eternal servant. All miseries go away. Jai, just remember. You're Krishna's servant. Very nice. Very, very good. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Text number 43. I want to finish this section. Pitasya lokasya characharasya. Tvam asya pujascha gurur gariyan. Na tvat samosti avyadika kutonyo. Lokatraye pitya pratima prabhava. Whenever we do the Gita Yajna, this is the chapter that gives me the most trouble. These verses are very long, and by the time you get to the 11th chapter, you're tired. And I always say, if I can make it past chapter 11, I'm home free. Because this chapter is rough. Pita, the father. But one thing I must say, Whenever I do the Gita Yajna, there's one voice I hear louder than anybody else's voices. Do you know whose voice that is? There's somebody at the Gita Yajna every year, and I'm the only one who has a microphone, but in the audience, there's one voice I hear. You know who it is? Meena. Meena is chanting, and she's chanting each shloka, and she has so much enthusiasm and bhav, her voice overrides everybody else. And sometimes I can see she's quicker than me. But don't stop, you keep doing. Because I go by you. I say, if I keep up with you, I'm doing good. So very good, Meena. Excellent. All right. Pita, the Father. Asi, you are. Lokasya, of all the world. Chara, moving. Acharasya, and non-moving. Tvam, you are. Asya, of this. Pujya, worshipable. Cha, also. Guru, master. Gariyan, glorious. Na, never. Twatsama, equal to you. Asti, there is. Abhyadika, greater. Kuta, how is it possible? Anya, other. Lokatraye, in the three planetary systems. Api, also. Apratima, prabhava. O immeasurable power. Please repeat. You are the Father of this complete cosmic manifestation. Of the moving and the non-moving. You are its worshipable chief. The supreme spiritual master. No one is greater than you. Nor can anyone be one with you. How could there be anyone greater than you within the three worlds? O Lord of immeasurable power. So we see here Arjuna again. This is not the first time where he has said, no one is greater than you. Therefore, and then he says, no one can be one with you. Therefore, asamarva. One of the words you learn very first in Bhagavatam from Prabhupada. He uses that word in the purport. Asamarva. I believe also in Krishna book. No one is equal to Krishna. No one is greater than Krishna. All right. Let's go now to the purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is worshipable as a father is worshipable for his son. He is the spiritual master because he originally gave the Vedic instructions to Brahma. And presently, he is also instructing Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Therefore, he is the original spiritual master. And any bona fide spiritual master at the present moment must be a descendant in the line of disciplic succession stemming from Krishna. Without being a representative of Krishna, one cannot become a teacher or spiritual master of transcendental subject matter. The Lord is being paid obeisances in all respects. He is of immeasurable greatness. No one can be greater than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, because no one is equal to or higher than Krishna within any manifestation, spiritual or material. Everyone is below him. No one can excel him. This is stated in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Nata shamascha vyadikas cha drishyate. The Supreme Lord Krishna has senses and a body like the ordinary man, but for him there is no difference between his senses, his body, his mind, and himself. Isn't there that line from the Brahma Sanhita? Angani yasya sakalen driyavriti manti pashyanti. Right? Right. Foolish persons who do not perfectly know him say that Krishna is different from his soul, mind, heart, and everything else. Krishna is absolute, therefore his activities and potencies are supreme. It is also stated that although he does not have senses like ours, he can perform all sensory activities. Therefore, his senses are neither imperfect nor limited. What about your senses? Yes. Our senses are defective, limited. Yes. No one can be greater than him. No one can be equal to him. And everyone is lower than him. The knowledge, strength, and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are all transcendental, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Please, let's do it together. It's a big verse. Janma karma chame divyam evang yoveti tatvataha chakva dehang punar janma naiti mameti sarjuna. Whoever knows Krishna's transcendental body, activities, and perfection, after quitting his body, returns to him and doesn't come back again to this miserable world. Therefore, one should know that Krishna's activities are different from others. The best policy is to follow the principles of Krishna. That will make one perfect. It is also stated that there is no one who is master of Krishna. Everyone is his servant. The Chaitanya Charitamrita confirms, Ekale Ishwar Krishna Arasava Vritya. When I first heard a lecture of Prabhupada using that line when I was brahmachari, I remember that Prabhupada was stressing that line. And so I always remembered that Prabhupada was saying, Krishna is the supreme and everyone is his servant. And then he quoted that verse. Ekale Ishwar Krishna Arasava Vritya. No. But you say it. Which means, yes, everyone is simply dancing following Krishna's direction. Thank you. There is no one who can deny his order. Everyone is acting according to his direction, being under his superintendence. As stated in the Brahma Sanhita, he is the cause of all causes. What is the line? Sarva Karana Karanam. Alright, let's do text number 44. Tismat Pranamya Pranidhaya Kayam. Prasadaye Twam Aham Isham Idyam. Piteva putrasya sakeva sakyu. Priya priya yarhasi deva shodhum. Dasmat, therefore, pranamya, offering obeisances. Pranidhaya, laying down. Kayam, the body. Prasadaye, to beg mercy. Tvam, unto you. Aham, I. Isham, unto the Supreme Lord. Idyam, worshipable. Pita eva, like a father. Putrasya, with a son. Sakha eva, like a friend. Sakyu, with a friend. Priya, a lover. Priyaya, with the dearmost. Arahasi, you should. Deva, my Lord. Shodhum, tolerate. You are the Supreme Lord, to be worshipped by every living being. Thus I fall down to offer you my respectful obeisances and ask your mercy. As a father tolerates the impudence of his son. A friend, the impertinence of a friend. Or a husband, the familiarity of his wife. Oh, you're... Alright. Different edition. That's alright. Please tolerate the wrongs I may have done you. Purport. Krishna's devotees relate to Krishna in various relationships. One might treat Krishna as a son, or one might treat Krishna as a husband, as a friend, or as a master. Krishna and Arjuna are related in friendship. As the father tolerates, or the husband or master tolerates, so Krishna tolerates. And I would add, and as the wife tolerates the husband. Am I right, ladies? Don't you sometimes have to? I know my wife does. You certainly can. Huh? No. A partner can is up. Yes. So it's simply a different word. No. No, this word partner nowadays has taken on a whole nother meaning. But traditionally, the wife and husband, they're partners. Yeah, it's not... Okay. All right, word for word. Oh, did I do the... Okay, let's do one more. Text 45. Adrishtya purvam hrishito smidrishtva bayena cha pravyatitang manome tadeva me darshaya deva rupam prasida devesha jagannivasa adrishtya purvam never seen before. Rishita, gladdened. Asmi, I am. Drishtva, by seeing. Bhayena, out of fear. Cha, also. Pravyatitam, perturbed. Mana, mind. Me, my. Tat, that. Eva, certainly. Me, unto me. Darshaya, show. Deva, O Lord. Rupam, the form. Prasida, just be gracious. Deva Isha, O Lord of Lords. Jagat Nivasa, O refuge of the universe. After seeing this universal form, which I have never seen before, I am gladdened, but at the same time, my mind is disturbed with fear. Therefore, please bestow your grace upon me and reveal again your form as the personality of Godhead. O Lord of Lords, O abode of the universe. So, Arjuna has finished praying to the Supreme Lord. Now it is finishing up, winding down. Purport. Arjuna is always in confidence with Krishna because he is a very dear friend, and as a dear friend is gladdened by his friend's opulence, Arjuna is very joyful to see that his friend Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and can show such a wonderful universal form. But at the same time, after seeing that universal form, he is afraid that he has committed so many offenses to Krishna out of his unalloyed friendship. Thus his mind is disturbed out of fear, although he had no reason to fear. Arjuna therefore is asking Krishna to show his Narayan form because he can assume any form. As Krishna did, right, to the gopis that one time. The gopis were looking for Krishna. Krishna was trying to hide, so he manifested two extra arms. And when the gopis came, they thought, oh, they paid their obeisances to Narayan. And what did they say? Where's Krishna? They're not interested in Narayan. But when somebody came, Krishna could not hold up the two extra arms. Who was that? Srimati Radharani. He couldn't pretend or hide in front of her. Very, very nice. There are innumerable planets in the spirit. Oh, excuse me. I skipped. Because he can assume any form. This universal form is material and temporary, as the material world is temporary. But in the Vaikuntha planets, he has his transcendental form with four hands as Narayan. There are innumerable planets in the spiritual sky, and in each of them, Krishna is pleasant by his plenary manifestations of different names. Thus, Arjuna desired to see one of the forms manifest in the Vaikuntha planets. Of course, in each Vaikuntha planet, the form of Narayan is four-handed, but the four hands hold different arrangements of symbols, the conchal, mace, lotus, and disc. According to the different hands these four things are held in, the Narayans are variously named. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a whole section where Lord Chaitanya is explaining to Sanatan, the Madhava form is like this, the Vishnu form is like, he goes through, I think, 24 different Narayan forms from which all the other Narayan forms are coming from. And Lord Chaitanya explains how the different weapons are held in which of the four hands. And that's how you know who's Trivikram, who is Sridhar, like that. According to the different hands these four things are held in, the Narayans are variously named. All of these forms are one with Krishna. Therefore, Arjuna requests to see his four-handed form. I will end my class today here. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra.